Mornings with Al Farabee on CFAX 1070.
CFAX Sadness Anonymous is such an important charity still to this day. And I want to take people back to the beginnings. I mean, this goes back 50 years. With our guest who's joining us here, co-founder of CFAX Sadness Anonymous, Marilyn Kahn is here. Hi, Marilyn. How you doing?
Hi, Al. I'm doing fine. Yes, thinking back to those years when I started it in the basement of this house in 1972, and the only volunteers we had then were family and neighbors. They didn't have any choice. But now, look at all the wonderful people that we have, you know, after the volunteers that we have that help every year. And, you know, after talking to Christine Hewitt and Dan Derringer for so long, I'm realizing that it's not just a Christmas project anymore.
No.
You know, I was talking to Dan about something that they had done earlier in the year. And, you know, a few years ago, you know, Vern always gives our family donation of about $500 just to help with food hampers and whatever.
Yes.
But I thought it would be fun to give $365 because you know what that is? That's a dollar a day because it's an all-year-round project now.
That's it. Yeah.
Yes, and I think that's a very good reminder. And if I can beg anybody out there that feels like they would like to help that all-year-round project, $365 is a really good donation to help with things like, I have to tell you, I was at a function the other night, you and I were there together, and a lady came up to me, put her arms around me, told me that when she was 11 years old, she received a gift. It changed her life. And I have had so many people over the years stop me on the street like that and say that. But she said also they received a food hamper, and it made a tremendous difference to their family that year. And I looked at her, and her eyes are full of tears. And, of course, then my eyes are full of tears, you know. So it's a wonderful project. And I know that in 1977, it was Santa's Anonymous then.
Right.
And in 1977, November the 5th, I got the word that the sponsor that I had then was closing. And I had 600 kids' names. So I was suggested to go and see a gentleman named Mel Cooper.
That's
who
right.
Had just bought a radio station in Victoria.
Yeah.
And I did. And he took it over, and it then became CFAX, Santa's Anonymous.
Yeah.
So yeah. There's the whole story.
It's an amazing story, too. And just the fact that, I mean, to you and your husband, Vern, just decided to take this on 50 years ago, and the inclusion of Mel and CFAX 1070 Radio 45 years later. I mean, you know this very well, Marilyn. It's changed so many lives. And you gave a great couple of examples of that, of just people that have been helped by CFAX Sadness Anonymous over the years, and they never forget. And often,
they never forget.
And oftentimes, you know, they give back too, right? So.
Oh yes, oh yes. I've seen people, because I do. I'm still involved, as you know.
You are.
And I go down to the workshop, and I have people there that have been recipients years later, now helping in the workshop.
So
I was in a doctor's office one day, and the lady who was answering the phone, she says, "You're Marilyn Kahn, Santa's Anonymous, aren't you?" She says, "I want to volunteer again." She says, "With COVID, I wasn't able to do it,
right. But
I want to do it again."
Outstanding.
You never know.
Well, I like the challenge. So $365, and I mean, you want to challenge others to get to that, do you not?
I would love to do that, because I think that makes an all-year-round project, and it helps a lot of families in a lot of different ways.
Yeah. I thank you. And I know a lot of people in this community thank you, and of course your husband Vern as well, for stepping
and
up.
And my kids.
And your kids and your family and so many different people in our community.
Yeah.
That just, I mean, you've been a difference maker, and it's just been a pleasure to continue to work alongside you to make sure that the children and families in our community are taken care of. And we need to We need to think about that as we get closer to Christmas and, of course, a week and a day away from our Miracle on Broad Street Radiothon, which is right here on CFAX. So
that's right. And thank you for people like you who support it year after year.
You bet. Marilyn, thank you for this. We'll see you again for sure, okay?
Thanks. Bye-bye.
That is Marilyn Cann. And it's true. 50 years ago, in her own home, started this great charity up. And 5 years later, and she talked the story about, you know, what was happening in our community, and found Mel Cooper, who ran this radio station for a number of years, and he was the one that registered it as a charity, and CFAX Santa's Anonymous Society was born. 45 years later, we're looking at a community that still is in need, perhaps greater than ever this year. And this is where we want you to come in. Visit the website, cfaxsantas.com. You will see ways to give, including virtual tree of wishes. People in our community are stepping up in a variety of different ways. And of course, a week and a day away, Friday, December the 9th, tune in. We're going to be here to try and raise as much money as we can to help Victoria children and families in need. Think about it. It's been a tough year for a lot of people. And even to that point, too, where maybe you just can't give as much as you used to. But we need to step up and come together as a community, and this is what's going to happen on Friday, December the 9th, here on CFAX 1070.